It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, October 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Most of us have felt the pain of slow loading web pages when we are mobile. Google has now announced a new initiative called AMP, or Accelerated Mobile Pages, which is meant to solve this problem. But it's not just about us. It's also about how Google makes money and competition from the likes of Apple and Facebook, which are also trying to solve slow loading to keep customers in their own ecosystems. Ginny Marvin follows all of this at the blog Search Engine Land. Hi, Ginny. Thanks for chatting.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
This is a problem for Google because it means they make less money in the end, right?
Right. If people can't get through to web pages where Google network ads are served, the publishers can lose money and Google can lose money. If people go to Facebook or Apple's new app on iOS 9 called Apple News, then they're losing that reader and that ad impression or click.
Now, Google's technology is open source at this point. Which companies and publishers are involved in the Google side of things here?
The network of publishers is about 30 strong at this point at launch, and that includes sites like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Guardian, and then there are also platforms like Pinterest and LinkedIn and Twitter, because they also feel the same pinch when links load slowly from their platforms. And rightly or wrongly, consumers end up holding a grudge against the platforms themselves for those links loading slowly.
What do you think is interesting about this, and what's next in the larger story here?
I think what we're seeing here is platforms have sort of given up on the publishers to get their own sites working faster. And so tech is basically taking it in their hands to force everyone along.
Ginny Marvin writes for the blog Search Engine Land. Ginny, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having me.
This week, we learned that $450 million is what music streaming website Pandora will put on the table to buy live event ticketing company Ticketfly, connecting fans who stream music online to venues where they can watch that material performed live has a lot of players and no perfect solutions yet. But here's a question. What about the artist? The music of Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs is on Pandora. She was in The Finches, and now she's in the band Bouquet. I asked her to talk a little bit more about how she makes her money.
The money that comes from the streaming services alone is, I think, what the academics call chump change. But, I mean, the cool part is Pandora links to iTunes. I wish they would link to individual artist sites, but they do link to iTunes, and that is where I see the most revenue.
How do you feel about the idea of a music streaming service being connected to a ticket buying service? Does this feel like a good idea for you?
I'm sure I'm not the first to speculate on the potential for it to become slightly diabolical. You know, if they're going to start nudging these algorithms to favor touring bands that sell tickets via Ticketfly.
What about the idea that, I don't know, fans of your old band who actually don't know about your new band might see Ticketfly links, I don't know, next to old songs from The Finches, for instance?
Yeah, no, that could be really ideal.
We'll have to wait and see. Musician Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs of the band Bouquet. Time for an update on a story from a few years ago. Remember Kim.com, the larger-than-life Segway-riding New Zealand tech enigma wrapped up in an extradition case? U.S. law enforcement wants to bring the creator of file-sharing website Mega Upload here for racketeering and copyright infringement charges, among others. And the case in New Zealand is finally getting rolling. Maybe. Greg Sandoval has been there covering the proceedings for The Verge. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. So lay it out for me. What could happen to Kim.com if he ends up being extradited to the U.S.?
Worst case scenario, Kim.com goes to jail for a very long time in a federal prison. It would be more likely if he's convicted that he would, you know, a short term, like a year or so. But we're a long way from that.
What should we be looking for in terms of how all this will play out? What comes next?
The next thing to look for is a major decision in whether the judge is going to force the United States to release some funds so that Kim.com can defend himself in court. The only other choice they have, if the judge decides that way and the United States doesn't want to do it, is the judge can say, Kim.com, you are free to go. You can deny the extradition request by the United States. I don't think that's likely, but he has that choice.
So we have a pretty good sense of this guy, this guy's large personality. Can you talk a little bit, Greg, about how that is actually playing out in court?
One thing you can say about Kim, whether you love him or hate him, he's not an easy guy to scare. They want to throw him in jail for potentially decades. And the guy on Monday, he was passing out in court. His head was nodding down, and then it would land on his, fall on his chest, and it would startle him awake. I mean, right next to him, his attorneys are trying to argue that the U.S. is wrong for calling him a fugitive since he's never been to the United States. And the guy's passing out. He gets up to walk out of the courtroom. He looks at me, he sees me, he taps himself on the chest, and he mouths very slowly with a smile on his face, fugitive. Even in court, he's making fun of the DOJ and the people, you know, his enemies. So the guy has got dry ice for blood.
Greg Sandoval is in New Zealand covering the trial of Kim.com. Greg, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.